Podcast 47, Ascension Sunday, Jesus Returns to Heaven. The scripture for today's podcast is Luke chapter 24, verses 44 to 53. Now this year, Thursday the 13th of May, is celebrated by the Church as Ascension Day, which is the day that Jesus ascended into heaven. Today's gospel reading from Luke tells us about this event. And Luke was, of course, the writer of both the Gospel of Luke and Acts. He repeats this story as part of the beginning of Acts in Acts 1, 9-11. So Luke uses the story of the Ascension as part of a bridge or overlap to join his Gospel to the story of the new fellowship of faith, the Church, which is told in Acts. But today let's consider three questions in relation to the Ascension. Firstly, what is the Ascension? Secondly, what does it tell us about Jesus? And thirdly, why is it important to us as Christians 2,000 years later? To set the context for this event, let's look at what has happened just before this part of Luke's Gospel. Jesus, after being crucified, has risen from the dead and appeared to two of the disciples walking with them on the road to Emmaus. Then he's appeared to some of the other disciples and eaten some fish by the shores of Lake Galilee to prove he's not a ghost. And what is Jesus doing in this part of the story just before he goes back to heaven? Well, for starters, he's doing some more teaching for the disciples. Verses 44 and 45 tell us, he said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. So how are the disciples doing as students? Not very well, really. Jesus has explained this stuff about him dying and rising again and how it fulfills the Old Testament scriptures a considerable number of times now. He's risen from the dead and he's still explaining it to his disciples. It's a bit like the teacher who sees the student with both hands over his ears and thinks, "I wonder what's going on here, better find out." So she goes up to the students and says, "Why have you got both hands over your ears? Have you got some sort of ear pain or infection?" "No," the student replies, "you keep saying everything goes in one ear and out the other, so I'm using my hands to keep it all in." Sometimes Jesus may feel a bit like that with us too, that we're listening but not taking it in. But fortunately, as can be seen with this example in Luke's Gospel, he's a very patient teacher. Verse 45 says, "Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures." What does it take to open our minds to understand the scriptures? Maybe it's something about asking the Holy Spirit to be with us as we read, and also spending enough time reading scripture so that we've got time to reflect and ponder on it. Then Jesus gives them a short summary of the gospel, which is the good news, in verses 46 and 47. He says, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." So that's a kind of bumper sticker summary of what Christians believe. That Jesus suffered, died, and rose from the dead on the third day. And if you repent from your sins and believe in him, you'll have new life. So in that sense, Christianity's not complicated. It's actually pretty simple. Then Jesus tells the disciples he's going to send them what the Father promised. And what is that? Yes, it's the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Jesus tells the disciples to stay in the city, that is Jerusalem, until they are clothed with power from on high. Luke, in his second work, the book of Acts, tells us what happens next on the day of Pentecost and subsequently from that. Then Jesus takes the disciples out to the vicinity of Bethany, about a kilometer from the city walls of Jerusalem. Today there's a small chapel on the top of the Mount of Olives, which is close to Bethany, which commemorates the ascension of Jesus, and Christian pilgrims still visit it. Interestingly, it is owned and cared for by a Muslim community, who freely allow Christians to visit and pray there. Inside the chapel is a rock worn smooth over the centuries by people touching it, which supposedly has the imprint of Jesus' foot in it, and this was the actual point from which Jesus is said to have ascended into heaven. Now, what did this ascension look like? Well, we don't really know. Artists through the ages have attempted to show us what it might be like. But all we know for sure is that he went up somehow and disappeared from view, never to be seen in bodily form on earth again. Luke's account in Acts 1, 9-11 adds the detail that two men dressed in white appear as this happens. Presumably they're angels, although Luke doesn't say this. And these two men say, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." Okay, so that's what happened at the ascension. But what does it tell us about Jesus? And what does it mean for us now? I think it tells us several things. Firstly, Jesus is now with the Father in heaven. Jesus takes humanity, our frail, broken humanity, and takes it with him into heaven. He does not throw it away. Certainly it's a transformed humanity, but humanity it still is. This is vital in our understanding of theology. No longer is God totally remote and alien. Rather now, humanity is raised. Now humanity participates in the divine. Secondly, Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father intervenes for us. Jesus is no longer constrained by a human body to being in one place at one time, and is present now on earth to everyone who seeks him everywhere. It means that at our lowest ebb, when we believe that we have been forgotten and forsaken by God, we can know that this is not true. And thirdly, the ascension is the culmination of Jesus' incarnation. The ascension is the day we celebrate humanity's welcome into the very heart of God. The ascension is also the day that we recognize not only his first going, but that we can look forward, as Acts remind us, to his coming again. Jesus is coming back one day, and that's also a reason as Christians for us to have hope in spite of any circumstances we may find ourselves in. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.